It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Reeves throwing back in the end zone! Leaping grab! Touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright. With me is Todd DeVries. And Todd, as we are getting over Week 10, heading into Week 11, although the Pats were on a bye this weekend, there were 28 other teams that were in action, as we're going to recap Week 10 in just a little bit.
That is correct, Bill. What was your major takeaway from Week 10?
I'll tell you, I was very disappointed. Very disappointed. When I'm looking at the scores, you know, we're fantasy guys, Todd. So we want scoring.
No.
We want touchdowns.
Stuck again.
That's right. We want action. We want to find guys in the end zone. Guys that we're rooting for. Guys that we have on our fantasy teams. Not guys like the left tackle for the Buccaneers.
Donald Penn, take a bow.
Yeah. Right.
I did a Bill Enright last night in homage of Bill Enright when he caught that little play action fake. I said, that helps no one.
Exactly.
And then I thought of you, Bill.
Kevin Collins, our esteemed producer. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Won both my matchups this week.
Nice.
Right back into contention. I'm a 500 in one league and two games above 500 in the other league. So,
but Todd, back to your question. It was a low scoring week. Nine teams had less than 20 points. Nine. Four teams scored over 30 points, but two of them were the stinking Vikings and the St. Louis Rams. That helps nobody.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Adrian Peterson, going way back to Thursday, you know, he had a nice little game. But, you know, nobody else is starting many Vikings. And then if you look at St. Louis, what a shocking win that was over the Colts, 38-8.
Yeah, that shakes things up a little bit.
You know, Zach Stacy, you know, decent game, 62 yards and a touch. Other than that, I mean, who else is – no one started Tavon Austin.
No one started Tavon Austin.
You know – So
No one started Rishad Matthews.
No, from last night's game?
From the Bucks or from the Dolphins, excuse me.
Yes, from the Monday night game, Bill. Let's go through the real quick. Here are the touchdowns from the Monday night football game.
Yeah.
Donald Penn. Rishad Matthews, Bobby Rainey.
Yeah, like
Hit that button four times.
And Matthews, guys. Matthews on the first Dolphins scoring drive caught seven passes.
Unless you're in a dynasty
on one drive.
Unless you're in a dynasty league, you have no idea who those guys are. No one knows. No one knows Rishad Matthews. No one knows Bobby Rainey. Bobby Rainey was drafted by the Ravens, cut by the Browns, picked up by the Bucks.
I got to admit, Bill, I'm evil, and I know you want your fantasy guys to score, but I was loving it last night. My roommate and I are watching the game. I'm going against Mike Wallace with a slim lead. He didn't do anything. I win. My roommate going against Hartline with a slim lead, didn't really do anything. He wins. It was good stuff.
Well, don't tell Todd that.
It was the Matthews show, and we were loving every second of it.
Todd needed Lamar Miller by like 30 yards, right, Todd?
I needed Lamar Miller, Kevin, to just get me 30 total yards of offense. He was not able to do that. He had seven carries for 2 yards.
But if you want a little revenge, Todd, I had the young Tampa Bay running back there that went out early and then
Mike James is
dead, so I lost a running back. So
I had him in another league, too.
So that was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Because I went, you know, you guys, we were talking about the hamster so much, we won't mention him anymore. By the way, Bill, you're right.
And oh, weird.
There will be
so
no
weird.
Hand notes given out.
Not only
the thing
I
is, though, been... Todd and I never really thought that he might play. We just liked getting you worked up.
I was just hoping, Kevin, my only hope was, as I totally agree with you, Kev, my only hope was that for some stupid reason they'd suit him up and have him carry the ball once.
Exactly.
And that was it.
Exactly. That's what I was hoping.
You know, I wasn't even going to bring it up tonight, but since you just did, I'll be happy to talk about it. It's not even the fact that he didn't play in Monday night's game, but people were actually calling us and emailing us asking if they should put Doug Martin in their lineups when – he ends up on injured reserve, not even like questionable for the game, but he ends up on IR. Like that. Like, do you understand the spectrum of what could have went down? Like, he could have been questionable. He could have been doubtful. They could have ruled him inactive for week 10. No, they put him on injured reserve, done for the season. So it just, that's why I got so heated last week when people were asking that you start Doug Martin. I knew he needed surgery. I knew he wasn't going to play this week. And there he goes. He ends up on injured reserve. And so does his backup, Mike James.
Brutal. So for me, you know, as a guy that drafted Doug Martin really early, I think I got him with the fifth pick or something like that. Then you pick up James. Now he's dead. So it's like, who the heck, you know, I guess Leonard's their next option there, guys. Leonard or Rainey.
We're going to get into the waiver wire.
Yeah, but it's just so that was the only negative for me last night. But those two Dolphins receivers did, you know, their stud one and two receivers did nothing.
Well, they're not necessarily stud.
No, well, on that team, they're their best two receivers. You can't say that before last night Wallace and Hartline weren't their best two receivers, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they had to be. Anyway.
But we're not, I mean.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm frustrating you, I know.
Todd and I have not been high on any of the Dolphins playmakers at all this season. I liked Lamar Miller in the preseason, but he was a big-time disappointment.
Yeah.
Disappointment. But Todd said, oh, look, you're going to give Mike Wallace $60 million and send him down to South Beach? All right.
But in fairness,
let's see how that experiment works out.
In fairness to Lamar Miller and Thomas and the other backs, I mean, that offensive line was awful last night. I mean, you guys saw the safety when Thomas got tackled in the end zone. I mean, he was fat to begin with. Yeah, he was 5 yards in the end zone, and he just got smoked. He barely got the handoff. So these guys aren't really getting a chance to get out and, you know, get in a hole and make somebody miss. They're just getting annihilated.
Gerard McCoy might be one of the best D tackles in the league, top five.
It's not
like the Buccaneers don't have a good defense. They do. It's just that their coaching is a little bit questionable, and their offense is, you know, it's led by a rookie quarterback.
And they're the Bucs.
No, I wouldn't say that. I think the Bucs are actually have a talented roster. I do.
No, I think they have some talent too.
All right.
I agree with that. You got Bijax. And I mean, and you're going to probably jump all over me for this, but I actually don't mind Glennon. I think he's got some skills.
It's funny you bring that up. Because
it's very funny you bring that up, Kevin. I'll let Bill go from there.
I got into a fight with Shannon Sharp on Twitter about it last night.
That's awesome. I didn't see that.
We were going back and forth for like 10, 15 minutes. Like, we were tweeting each other almost after every Buccaneers possession. We were tweeting each other back and forth, like taking jabs. Not like uppercuts, but taking jabs. It was fun. I took the side that you're taking, Kevin.
Yeah,
I don't think Mike Glennon's that bad.
I mean, I think he's got an arm. I mean, I don't think he's got a rocket arm, but I think he's got a good enough arm. He's got good field vision. And prior to that pick last night, I don't think he had turned the ball over.
Todd, talk about Glennon down when he was at NC State and they kind of like they let Russell Wilson go in favor of him.
Yeah, that's not really how it went down.
Well, it went down.
That's one way to twist it. I mean, Russell Wilson wanted to go play some baseball in the summer.
Okay.
And the head coach at the time at NC State was like, no, we need you here. And he's like, nah, I'm going to play some baseball. I'll be back in the fall. And they're like, yeah, nah. So Russell Wilson's like, okay, well, I'm going to go play baseball. Then I'm going to go to Wisconsin. See ya. That's kind of how that went down. And then Mike Glennon was next up.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't necessarily, well, we like Glennon.
I mean, they liked Glennon. They knew that they had a guy, you know, they had a viable guy. You know, but it wasn't like, Russell, we don't need you because we have Glennon. It wasn't like that. No, it was kind of a spat over baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Glennon, you know, I'm with you guys. You know, I think he's definitely a project worth, you know, continuing, you know, unlike what Shannon Sharp was saying. I mean, he was bashing the guy, according to Bill.
He basically just ruled him out for his entire career. He said, he's done. He's not your quarterback. You know, unless you're pretty much satisfied with mediocrity, then Glennon's not the future. And I mean,
I was just going to say, you know, you mentioned that they have a talented roster. This is kind of like a mini Chiefs situation, in my opinion. I think if they can get Shiano out of there, the Shiano man.
Yeah.
And I don't know who the answer is, but if they can get an Andy Reid-like guy in there, I think that they could be instantly improved, ridiculously improved for next year.
You know, the problem with that is their division's tough because we see the Carolina Panthers playing really well this year, and the Saints are not going anywhere. Maybe the Falcons bounce back next year. So, you know, with the Chiefs situation, the Raiders stink. The Chargers are playing a little bit better than we saw. It depends on their schedule, I guess, because, you know, the Chiefs have the benefit of playing against the NFC least this year. So it depends who the Bucs have, you know, out of division.
I'm just saying, forget the records. I think that they'll just be a lot more competitive with a new coaching staff. I think if you find the right coach, I think they have enough talent that, you know, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. It's kind of like I said with the Chiefs, Bill, last summer. I said, I don't think the Chiefs can make the playoffs. I'm going to be wrong about that. But I think they're going to be vastly improved. I think they can say kind of the same thing about the Bucs if they had, you know, if they change it all up.
I wonder if Gruden would think about going back to Tampa Bay.
I don't know. I get so tired of the coaching speculation, but there was a lot of talk about him looking at USC and who knows.
Oh, going to college, huh?
I don't, you know. The USC thing's out of control, the rumors.
I don't know if he would leave Monday Night Football to go to college.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so enough about Tampa Bay, please.
Yeah, back to fantasy.
They're 1-8.
Very disappointed this week. 9 teams less than 20 points, 4 teams over 30, as I mentioned. You know, we got guys like Tavon Austin going bonkers, but Dez Bryant does nothing. Who are some running backs that played well, but not like, you know, guys like Chris Johnson had bad games, but some other players like that you don't would even consider were going crazy. So if you lost this weekend, don't worry about it, because the games this weekend were a little bit off. Something was different about them. The players that usually make plays weren't the ones scoring. Mark Ingram, for example, had 145 yards. When's that going to happen ever again?
Yeah, it was a weird weekend.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it was a weird weekend. You know, this week, Bill, we're back to almost normalcy, because I believe there's only 2 teams on bye this week. None of this 4-team, 6-team nonsense.
That's correct. The Rams and the Cowboys on bye. So you might be looking for a replacement for Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Dez Bryant, DeMarco Murray, Zach Stacy.
Yeah. So, you know, I think things will be, you know, we're zeroing in on the fantasy playoffs. Now, we're closing the book on week 10 in this show, opening the book on week 11. When do your fantasy playoffs start, Bill, in your leagues?
Week 14.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, sometimes it's 15 and 16 for people.
Oh, I guess if you're in a league with only 4 teams that make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, that's
first of all, I hope nobody out there plays in week 17.
No.
There are still leagues that do that. I think it's crazy.
Yeah, and I just never understood it.
Actually, one of the leagues that I'm in, Bill, I don't understand it. I'm not the commissioner at all, but the way it works is the Super Bowl for fantasy is a combination of week 16 and 17. It is so stupid.
I remember that back from last year.
Ugh. Drives me crazy. So I do have to worry about that in that league if I get to this Super Bowl. It's a combination week. It's really dumb. So don't do that. It's too late out there for the audience to change their league.
Explain the reasoning, Todd. Explain why we don't like week 17.
Because players don't play. Exactly. You know, what if Peyton Manning has things wrapped up?
Yep.
You know, is he going to play a full game? Maybe, maybe not. You know, they can rest players. There's so many negative things that can happen. Or the opposite, Bill. You know, if a team is totally out of the playoff hunt and their star running back is banged up and he would normally play, maybe they just rest him. You know, what's the point? I think that's part of the, you know, maybe there's a little more to it with Arian Foster. But if the Texans were 7-2 right now, you know, maybe they hang on to Arian Foster for another couple weeks, see if he can play. But since they're totally out of it, they're just going to shut him down. So that happens a lot in week 17. So don't play fantasy football in week 17. It makes no sense.
Right. I totally agree with you.
But my leagues are like you. I start in week 14 or 15. Depends on which format we're in. So if you think about it, Bill, you've only got – if your league starts in week 14, your playoffs start in week 14, you only have 3 weeks left.
That's right.
That is it.
And, you know, a couple of my teams, I woke up to an asterisk next to my name today, indicating that I already locked up a playoff spot, which is always great.
Very nice.
Got to secure those first-round buys. That's always important, too.
Yeah, that way you aren't playing in week 14.
Right. So this is crunch time, absolutely crunch time, which is why we're here to help you. And there's a couple different ways that you can get in touch with us. You can give us a call, 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500. That's the phone line. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, just in case you're listening to the show a little bit later in the week on demand. You can follow Todd on Twitter at CFFGeek, and I'm at Bill Enright. We got a lot to do today. Injury recap, waiver wire for week 11. But what do you say we start off with the champs and the chumps from week 10?
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
All right, Todd, we got three quarterback champs this week. Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Sunday Night Football absolutely took it to the Dallas Cowboys, 392 yards, four touchdowns. RG3, way back last Thursday against the Minnesota Vikings, 281 yards and three touchdowns. He also ran the ball seven times for 44 yards. And then who else but Peyton Manning, 330 yards and four TDs.
You know, an RG3 did all that in the first half.
Very quiet in the second half, you're right.
They came out in the second half, kicked the field goal right away, and that was it.
Yep.
So I have RG3 in one of my leagues going, and I was pretty fired up about his first half performance. And I'm like thinking, wow, I might get a ridiculous number out of him tonight.
Right.
And kind of let me down in the second half a little bit.
So, yeah.
But overall, like you said, 281 yards, three touchdowns, and he add those 44 rushing yards on top of it. That's a nice day.
Very nice.
Peyton Manning, you know, he does what he does. I wasn't surprised by that at all. I was more surprised by the other quarterback. I don't think he made our chumps list, Bill, but Philip Rivers was a major disappointment for me. I thought that he would have to put up more yards and more touchdown passes, try to keep up with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, a couple times they're on the goal line, and I was rooting for him to throw a touchdown to our boy Keenan Allen, but it just didn't happen.
Speaking of the chumps, Bill, we got three to talk about. How about Chad Henne from the Jacksonville Jaguars? Now, how can we put him on the chumps list when he led his team to a victory, Bill?
Jags getting their first win. There's no longer any winless teams in the NFL. The Bucs won and the Jags won, so congratulations to those two fan bases.
But if you were stupid enough to start Chad Henne in fantasy football, hey!
You're in that two-quarterback league, and your guy was on a bye. And
you got, what, 3 points out of him? Well, Henne, 180 yards, two interceptions. In most formats, that's like three fantasy points. There you go. A couple other chumps to talk about, Bill. How about Colin Kaepernick? What is up with
gross.
This guy? Yeah, 50% completion percentage. 91 yards passing, no touchdown passes, interception, only 16 yards rushing.
Yeah, he's probably one of the biggest busts of the year at the quarterback spot.
Yeah, he really is. The other guy that has not been a bust this year but had a down week in a low-scoring game was Cam Newton. 169 yards passing, zero touchdowns and interception, only 17 yards rushing. Very similar to Colin Kaepernick, but I think that we have more confidence in Cam bouncing back. You know, that was just a dogfight in Candlestick.
Big defensive matchup, but we weren't expecting a lot from either of those quarterbacks.
So who do we have for the running backs, Bill? Who are the champs at the running back position?
We have three running back champs just from the Saints, Todd. Pierre Thomas, 87 yards on the ground and a touchdown. 24 yards receiving and a touchdown to go along with seven receptions. Mark Ingram, I said it earlier, 145 yards and a TD on 14 carries. And then even Darren Sproles got into the end zone twice. He only had 12 rushing yards with a touchdown, but the seven catches, 76 yards, and receiving touchdown make him PPR monster status. And then beast mode, Marshawn Lynch, 24 rushes, 145 yards, and one TD for Marshawn.
Three running back champs from one team. That doesn't happen very often.
That's crazy. And Pierre Thomas had two, Ingram had one, Sproles had two. So that's five touchdowns between those three running backs.
And let's be honest, you know, if you rewind this back a week, we were pretty high on Pierre Thomas this week, right?
Yes, we were.
Darren Sproles, we just weren't sure what to think because he had the concussion thing and, you know, he'd been kind of up and down this year. Ingram, he wasn't even on the radar.
No, absent. MIA.
He looked like a boss out there.
It was only the second time he was active all year.
I know. So, I mean, they just ran all – they did whatever they wanted to do against Dallas. I mean,
yeah,
Dallas' defense is already bad. You take Sean Lee out of it. You know, DeMarcus Ware's all banged up.
Yeah.
They are nothing. I mean, they can't do anything. And even Jerry Jones is saying that he shouldn't have fired Rob Ryan.
I know. I mean, I know. What does that say about Monty Kiffin?
Well, we knew that was a disaster when he hired him. Not a good year for the Kiffins.
No, it's not.
All right, speaking about not a good year, well, how about not a good Sunday for some of these other running backs, Bill? Who are the chumps at the running back position?
Steven Jackson of the Atlanta Falcons. Are you kidding me with this performance? 11 yards? Like, that's all you can get? 11? I know you're playing against the Seahawks, but Mike James had over 150 yards against the Seahawks. You're a former Pro Bowler. You can't get more than 11 yards. Terrible, terrible game. C.J. Spiller, we saw the Pats running backs run all over the Pittsburgh's defense 2 weeks ago. Everyone's been running over the Pittsburgh defense, but the Bills couldn't do it. C.J. Spiller, 8 rushes, 23 yards. And then Trent Richardson, he is the chump, not of just Week 10. He's the chump of the year. He had us all fooled. 5 rushes for a measly 2 yards.
You know what's funny about that? He still produced like 3 times that of Lamar Miller because he had 33 receiving yards.
Right.
If I had Trent Richardson instead of Lamar Miller, I would have won my damn game. He would have given me 3.5 fantasy points. I only need 3 points.
Oh, sorry.
So this chump, Trent Richardson,
outperformed your chump, Lamar Miller.
Yeah, add Lamar Miller to this list. He's terrible.
You got a chump of the chump.
Which chump is chumpier? Richardson or Lamar Miller?
I would have to say at this point Lamar Miller, because as our producer Kevin said before, that Dolphins offense is terrible.
Yeah. Yep. All right, moving over to some more positive news, Bill. How about the wide receiver champs? Tavon Austin, the 8th overall pick in last spring's draft, finally wakes up and has, you know, a decent game. Now, be careful here, because he only had 2 receptions, Bill.
Right.
They both went for long touchdowns. 2 catches, 138 yards, 2 scores. He also had a punt return touchdown. But, you know, it's not like he's getting 8 or 9 catches. He had 2.
Right.
Temper your expectations a little bit.
He was just a phenomenal with the ball in his hands. And he got past his defenders, and that's why, you know, 138 yards on 2 receptions for 2 touchdowns, that might be the best 2 catches of, you know, anyone's career. It doesn't get much better than that. If you only have 2 catches in the game, I don't know if you'll ever see another performance like Tavon Austin's.
You know, and this guy, again, I know it's college, Bill, but last year, this guy in college was just a super freak.
Playmaker.
And he was kind of, they used him like Wes Welker a little bit. He caught a lot of, like underneath passes in the slot.
Right.
Yeah, he returned punts and all that too. But he had so many huge games. And to see him just not being utilized by the Rams, who traded up to get him, it's really mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I don't know. They have to get him the ball more, and they haven't been able to do it yet. So maybe now that they have a bye week, they'll be able to get on the same page. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, last year again, it
doesn't help that Bradford's out.
The dude had 114 catches in 11 games.
Yeah,
for 1,300 yards. Oh, by the way, he rushed for 600 yards too. So basically, he had 2,000 yards in college, and they don't target him. The first 4 or 5 games, I think we looked this up earlier today, Bill, through 10 games, the first 5 games, he was targeted 40 times, first 5 games. Second 5 games, he's been targeted 14 times.
Wow.
So we're going to get a lot of emails, a lot of tweets, and a lot of calls on Tavon Austin this week. You know, just be careful with him. He had a huge game, but, you know, it's not like they changed the whole game plan to give him the ball. Not yet, anyway.
Right.
All right, some other wide receiver champs. Bill, how about Demaryius Thomas? This guy's on this list often. Another big game for him. 7 catches, 108 yards, 3 scores from Peyton Manning. Brandon Marshall makes the list. 7 catches, 139, and 2 scores. And then how about Riley Cooper? 3 catches, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns from Nick Foles.
You know, Riley Cooper is just like Tavon Austin.
Yep.
3 catches,
only more consistent.
Two of them are touchdowns. It's just crazy. Only winners get wings. Demaryius Thomas, just a crazy, crazy performance. And then Brandon Marshall does it every week.
Yeah. He's doesn't matter who the quarterback is for him.
That's right.
He just keeps getting it done. Wide receiver chumps, Bill. Wes Welker.
Oh, man.
3 catches, 21 yards for Wes Welker. And this, Bill, this wasn't a key playoff game or anything where, you know, sometimes...
Nice!
Sometimes he wouldn't show up and make the big catch. I mean, this was just a regular game. He didn't show up. What's up with that?
Yeah, I was surprised here. I mean, when you see Peyton have all these yards and all these touchdowns, and then Welker only has 21 yards, kind of crazy.
Larry Fitzgerald, another bad performance for Larry Fitz. 3 catches, 23 yards. Marvin Jones, I'm glad you put him on the list, Bill, because kind of like Tavon Austin, this week. Marvin Jones had a huge week a couple weeks ago. Everybody started to jump on his bandwagon, but we said to temper your expectations with him because, again, he wasn't on the field very much. He made the most of his opportunity, but it wasn't like he was, like, you know, on the field for every down. I think he only had 19 snaps in that one game where he had the big game.
The four touchdowns, yeah. Four of his TDs came on 19 snaps.
19 snaps. So, right. You know, we said be careful there, and, you know, one catch for 2 yards this week.
You know,
and
the Bengals,
Roddy White, Bill, you know, he's trying to play. You know, he's been injured most of the year. He's obviously not 100%.
Yeah.
One catch for 20 yards, that's not getting it done.
No, it's not, and we didn't expect a whole lot from Roddy either.
Let me ask you one question before we move on to the tight ends.
What do you got?
Larry Fitzgerald. Now, this is me, but preseason, I kind of avoided him. I didn't want to deal with him. He and, like, Ray Rice to me, different positions and all.
Right.
I kind of think they've had their best days are behind them.
It's a shame because I still think Fitz can be good. It's just his quarterback. I agree that he could be good.
But can he be Fitz again? Like, can he, you know, can he be Larry Fitzgerald again?
I think
those days are gone.
He was drafted in 2004, right?
Yes. 2004, first
round. Eli Manning, Robert Gallery, Larry Fitz, Philip Rivers. You know, he is up there in age. He's approaching that Andre Johnson, Reggie Wayne territory. I mean, he's a few years younger than them. But remember how we kind of felt about Andre Johnson and Reggie Wayne toward the end of their career? Kind of said they couldn't get it done anymore? I don't want to do that with Larry Fitz because I still think he can be productive. He just has to get a better quarterback. He has to. He was catching passes from John Skelton last year, no longer in the league. Kevin Cobb, no longer in the league. And one more bozo. Ryan Lindley, is that who it was?
Was it Ryan Skelton?
Yeah, Skelton, Cobb, and Lindley. That's who his quarterbacks were last year. Carson Palmer has been on two teams in the last 2 years. You know, I think this offense, this Bruce Arians offense, is good for Fitz, but they have to get a better passer. Have to.
All right. Well, I don't. You know, if they don't, then I don't know. I'm just not going to put – I'm not going to draft him, basically is what I'm saying. I think he's going to be one of those players that's overdrafted from here on out. Unless they can change their QB.
Because of his name, he will be overdrafted. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Moving over to the tight end champs from last week, Bill. John Carlson makes the list. Seven receptions, 98 yards, and a touchdown.
Filling in for Kyle Rudolph.
Julius Thomas, he's on this list a lot. Three catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. And Jordan Reed, a guy we like from the Washington Redskins, six catches, 62 yards, and a touchdown. He and Keenan Allen, Bill, have saved me in one league, in a PPR league. Two free agents that I picked up. Really kind of sneaky producers in PPR leagues.
Love both of those guys. Obviously, Jordan Reed at the tight end position. It's hard to find a tight end mid-season that can really help you out. But if you look at his last couple of games, I mean, week 8 against Denver, 8 catches, 90 yards. Week 7 against Chicago, 9 catches, 134 yards, and a touchdown. And then this past weekend against Minnesota, 62 yards and a TD. Incredible.
Moving over to the tight end chumps, Bill, Jason Witten makes the list. 2 catches, 27 yards. And we touched on the Cowboys a little earlier in the show. I mean, how do you make sense of this team?
We should have put everyone from Dallas on the chumps list, starting with Jerry Jones, down to Jason Garrett, over to Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten.
How about you, Cowboy?
DeMarco Murray, all of them. They should all be on the chumps list this week. That performance on Sunday Night Football against the Saints, not only did they give up a record 40 first downs to Drew Brees in the Saints offense, but the Cowboys' own offense couldn't move the damn football. It was gross, disgusting watching them play. That's right. I was doing that very often.
Here's the thing that is completely mind-boggling to me.
Okay? What do you got?
When your defense can't stop the other team, a lot of times we love it from a fantasy standpoint if you're the team trailing because of all the garbage points in the passing game.
Right.
Right? If you would have told me that the Dallas Cowboys were going to give up 49 points to the Saints, I wouldn't have been that shocked, honestly. I would have been like, okay, I could see that happening. But I would have thought they would have scored 31.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I look at the box score, And Tony Romo in this game completed 10 passes.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? Dez Bryant, Jason Witten, and Terrence Williams, their three best receivers, combined for 4 catches in this game. I mean, how do you explain that? And they're healthy, those 4 guys, the 3 receivers and Romo. So I don't get it.
The only player that started and finished the game, started and finished, I'm not ruling, Seneca Wallace and Josh McCown don't count. Started and finished the game, Tony Romo was the second lowest in terms of completions. Kellen Clemens had 9 completions. Tony Romo had 10.
It's incredible. But again, when you're down, I mean, you know, they were down early in this game, obviously. It was 28-10 at half.
Yeah.
I was thinking, wow, Romo owners are going to love the second half because they're just going to rack up all these, you know, crappy passes and points. They're just going to throw it to Witten like 10 times.
Yeah, they didn't. Couldn't even do that.
Couldn't do anything. I mean, Dez Bryant, he caught 1 ball in this game, and it wasn't until near the end of the game. Crazy.
Terrible.
A couple other tight end chumps. How about Marty B., Martellus Bennett, 4 catches, 29 yards for the Bears. And Tony G, Gonzo, 3 catches, 29 yards for the Falcons. This isn't the way that Tony Gonzalez wanted to go out, Bill.
No, he probably is regretting coming back this year. I mean,
yeah,
what are
just a disastrous season for...
What do they have, 2 wins?
They're just terrible.
Yeah, they're bad.
And do you think that their head coach is on the rocks here?
I don't know. He might be, you know, because they have the opportunity to win now. And whenever that opportunity is there for a team... And the coaches don't take advantage of it, they tend to, you know, disappear the following season. Not disappear in the mob kind of way, but disappear as in they get fired.
As long as it's not in the mob kind of way.
That's right. All things familiar with that way.
2-7, Bill, for your Super Bowl preseason team, Atlanta Falcons.
What a joke. What a joke.
I mean, if you would have told me that in the preseason, hey, Bill, Bill, Todd, the Falcons would be 2-7.
Yeah.
I would have said, well, Matt Ryan's probably done for the year. He's been hurt. Right. You know, he got hurt in the preseason and, you know, something like that. Something completely disastrous. Now, you know, Julio and Roddy are hurt, but and Steven Jackson, but I don't know. Still,
Julio's not playing defense.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah,
They're bad.
So that's right. It. Those are the champs and chumps.
That's it. That was the champs and the chumps, and we are full steam ahead to week 11. Now the Pats are back in action, so we're excited about their matchup against the Carolina Panthers. If you have a lineup question or waiver wire question, now's the time to get it in. 855-728-7500, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to take a quick break here on the Fantasy Football Champs, and then we'll jump into some emails. We'll go over the injury report and go also through our waiver wire report for week 11. That's all coming up next on patriots.com radio.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 1-800-MY-SEATS.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
Welcome back to Patriots.com Radio. This is the Fantasy Football Champs. I'm Bill Enright with Todd DeVries. And yes, it is time for Bumps and Bruises. Todd, let's go into the quarterbacks. Peyton Manning had an MRI on Monday. Revealed no new damage. The key word there being no new damage to his ankle.
So there's still damage, but it's just nothing new.
That's correct.
Okay. I tell you what, man. You don't want to piss off Peyton Manning. Did you see his face when he took that hit late in that game? I believe they converted that first down, and they were just milking the clock after the pass to Demaryius Thomas. He got hit really low. He was angry.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of him in the locker room?
Yeah, looking at Jack Del Rio.
He was so angry.
That was good. That was good.
Let's go, insurers and justice. Let's go.
Are you worried about this injury, Bill?
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
All right. How about Jay Cutler? Acute ankle injury. He is out for Week 11. They've already ruled him out.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they kind of had him in the game so long. I mean, he injured his ankle early on. And it was just because of his lack of mobility in the pocket that they ended up taking him out. But the coach came out and said, you know, we made a mistake there. We should have taken him out earlier.
So you will not see Smokin' Jay.
Smokin' Jay Cutler.
In the lineup.
That's right.
Jake. They're all the same to me. Jake Locker, man, he is out for the year, Bill. Lisfranc injury. This guy just can't stay healthy. I mean, he's always hurt.
Yeah, and, you know, the poor guy, he was finally having a good season. We didn't really like Jake Locker too much in the preseason. A lot of people did. We weren't in that group. And it wasn't necessarily just because of his play, but just something about him we just didn't like. He had problems with accuracy, problems staying healthy. And here he is, two major injuries this season. This one's keeping him out for the year.
Last quarterback injury, Seneca Wallace for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers goes down. Seneca Wallace goes down. Groin injury. He was replaced by Scott Tolzien. And they signed Matt Flynn, Bill.
You know, I don't know any player in the NFL that has gotten paid for a performance in just one game than Matt Flynn. It's incredible. I mean, you think about that one stinking game when he had, you know, he broke all the Packers single-game franchise record. He signed with the Seahawks for a big deal. They ended up using Russell Wilson. Signed with the Raiders for a big deal. They ended up using Terrell Pryor. Got picked up by the Bills. They ended up using Thad Lewis. Now he's back with the Packers. It's amazing. It's amazing to me.
Yes, it is. Maybe Scott Tolzien can get a start here, parlay that into a, you know, three-year whatever. How many millions of dollars did Matt Flynn steal from the
Matt
NFL?
Flynn has gotten $16 million, and he started one game in the last 2 years.
Wow.
Well, $16 million.
I'm telling you, the blueprint is there for Scott Tolzien, Bill.
Why is he even working anymore? Why does he just take that? And, you know, sometimes you have to realize that you've been very fortunate. And I'll tell you, if I was Matt Flynn, I would retire.
I would
announce my retirement. What is he trying to make, an extra couple hundred grand?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I throw up the peace sign and move to the Bahamas. Deuces, I'm out. We're point me in the direction of customs.
Oh, boy.
Next. Injury, what do we got?
Not even going to acknowledge that.
Ridiculous remark, Kevin.
Running back, Mike James, we talked about earlier, fractured ankle. Tampa Bay's backup running back, who was thrust into the starting role, is out for the year. And, Bill, we do need to mention Arian Foster for people that are completely, have been sleeping under a rock the last couple of days. Arian Foster put on IR as well, so he's done for the year as well.
Running back. Arian Foster, Doug Martin, they're all done. It's amazing.
Yep.
That's two top 10 picks right there.
Wide receiver Stevie Johnson from the Bills, groin injury. The Bills have a bye in a couple weeks, Bill. I don't know. I don't have Stevie J in any of my leagues, so this one doesn't affect me at all. What's your take on Stevie J's injury?
You know, the thing about Johnson is he's really the only playmaker in that receiving core. So you'd have high expectations for him, but the problem has been E.J. Manuel was hurt, and they haven't been consistent at quarterback. And Stevie Johnson's been hurt himself. So I think once after their bye weeks in week 12, I think once that happens and he gets to rest for a week, I don't think he'll play this weekend. I think he'll be all right.
Couple of big tight end injuries to talk about, Bill. Vernon Davis, concussion, and Tony Gonzalez, toe injury. What are your thoughts?
Two tough ones here because, you know, people rely on them. And we mentioned when we talk about Jordan Reed, it's tough finding a tight end in the middle of the season. And Tony Gonzalez and Vernon Davis, you know, they are starters for a lot of teams out there. So it's a little bit of a shame that they went down with an injury.
But what do we think about Vernon? I mean, Vernon Davis, the concussion. I mean, who knows?
I can't figure it out, Todd. You know, some players are out multiple weeks. Some players, like Darren Sproles, are in the next game. So I just can't figure out what the NFL is doing with this concussion protocol. It doesn't seem like it's a unified protocol, set of standardized tests and time away from action. It seems like it's different for every individual, which is crazy to me.
So based upon, you know, previous concussions, for the Vernon Davis owners that are out there, I mean, you know, waiver wires tonight, do they need to go pick up a tight end?
You know, yeah, I think you do. I think you do.
We aren't going to know until the end of the week if he's going to play.
Right, right. We'll get to our waiver wire report in a little bit. But, yeah, if you have Vernon Davis or Tony G, I think you might need, you'll need a backup.
All right. Did we miss anybody? Is that it? That's the list of injuries for this week?
No, that's it. We did a good job.
We did a good job.
That's right. We did a good job of reporting injuries. 855-728-7500 is our phone number, and you can email us, webradiopatriots.com. Todd, what do you say we jump into some emails before we get over to the waiver wire report?
Sure thing. Matt in SoCal has a question for us, Bill. He says, hey, guys, I'm 5-4 in my 10-team non-PPR league fighting for a playoff spot. Help me out with a couple roster decisions. Pick two from this list, Bill. Stephen Ridley, Pierre Thomas, Rashad Jennings.
Stephen Ridley, Pierre Thomas, or Rashad Jennings. Pick two of these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm going with Stephen Ridley. He's been on fire.
Non-PPR.
I'm going with Pierre Thomas.
I agree. Pick two from this list. Harry Douglas, Danny Amendola, Marvin Jones.
Douglas and Amendola.
Next question that Matt in SoCal has is one that we're getting a lot here, Bill, and that is regarding the Kansas City Chiefs defense. For the next 3 weeks, would you rather have the Chiefs defense, where they play the Broncos twice, or Oakland's defense?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I think you're right, Todd. We're going to get asked it a lot over the next couple weeks. To me, the Chiefs defense is the number one defense in the league. I don't care if they're playing against the 2007 Patriots or the 2013 Broncos. They are still going to get some sacks. They might get some interceptions, and their special teams is pretty darn good. So I'm still starting them, unless you have like a no-brainer. Wow, I can't believe I have two of the top five defenses in fantasy football. Oakland Raiders, to me, don't even crack the top 12. So I'm sticking with the Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah, the Oakland Raiders, by the way, have Houston, Tennessee, Dallas next 3 weeks.
Right.
All right. Next question is, it's entitled, In a Little Trouble Here, Guys. And it's from James. Hey, guys, this week was another great win thanks to your advice, but I'm having a little trouble this week because I have the Chiefs defense. Here we go again. And I have Demaryius Thomas and Knowshon Moreno. So I don't know if I should start my wide receiver, running back, or just my defense.
All right, let's stop here for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I just said about the Chiefs, they're a top-five defense,
yep,
and I'm playing them no matter what. I don't care if the Denver Broncos are playing against the 85 Bears and their defense. I'm starting all of my Broncos every single week. Just do it. It's not even a question. It's not debatable. You're not taking Moreno out of your lineup, and you're certainly not taking Demaryius Thomas out of your lineup.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And trust me, Todd, that's not a contradiction. Because defenses, you still get points in fantasy football for sacks, INTs, and special teams touchdowns. Just because the Broncos may be putting up some points against the Chiefs doesn't mean, you know, I'm not contradicting myself there. You know,
the
Chiefs defense is not going to get negative points when Demaryius Thomas has, you know, 6 catches for 100 yards.
I totally agree, man. I mean, his other running backs are Alfred Morris, and Eddie Lacy, and Ellington. He's talking about benching Knowshon Moreno.
I can't do it. I just can't make that move. I don't know how many he starts here, but I do like Alfred Morris and I do like Eddie Lacy. Leave Moreno in the flex over Andre Ellington.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I think you skipped over some earlier in the day.
I did? Why don't you hit him then? My emails are so jammed up, I can't even keep track.
That's because Kevin sends them to us like at all hours of the day. How early do you start getting these emails, Kev? Way before we're on air?
Yeah, usually during PFW they start rolling in 12 to 2.
Wow, all right.
We call them pre-mails.
PFW guys get mad at that?
No, they just kind of sift through them or leave them for me, and then I send them to you guys.
Okay.
And if I don't send them to you, then sometimes they get deleted, so I try to send them to you right away.
As long as we're not interfering with the other shows, because, you know, I don't want to upset Fred.
Yeah, you're taking over
here. He's the boss. He's the boss. I don't want to upset the boss.
All right, so which ones did I miss, Bill?
You missed Michael in Qatar's. He says, hey, FF Champs, thanks for the great tip on Andre Brown last week. Picked him up from waiver. You guys rock. You're damn right. I'm thinking about trading MJD, but not sure of his value. You're right. Jags seem to have an easy schedule in the FF playoffs. Do you think he can be productive? One.
Maybe.
Who would you trade for him from my roster? Oh, he's trying to trade for MJD.
Oh.
No, don't even bother. I mean, he's got
Gio. Look who he has.
Oh, he's got the bum, Trent Richardson.
Get rid of him.
Yeah,
I would trade the bum for MJD.
Trade him for Trent, yeah. I mean, he's got Peterson, Bernard, Andre Brown, Shane Vereen. I think he's set at running back, and he's set at receiver, too.
Yeah, I agree. There's no need to get MJD on this team.
Next email was from Greg. Hey, guys, big fan of the show and always take your advice. Thank you, Greg. This is my first time emailing in with a question. First time, long time. All right, here we go.
Hey.
I have Vincent Jackson and Reuben Randall in a 10-team standard non-PPR league. I want to keep Keenan Allen on my other starting wide receiver spot, and I have Gio Bernard in the flex, so the last question remaining in my roster is Jackson or Randall. Vincent Jackson plays the Falcons. Randall plays Jackson. The Packers. I agree with Jackson, too. Randall's the third option on the Giants. Jackson's the first option on the Bucs.
Yep, and I like the matchup.
Love the matchup. Greg also says, I also am attempting to drop Roddy White for Riley Cooper.
Do
so
it.
If I'm able to snag him, does that change anything? No, you're still starting Vincent Jackson.
Yeah, I would do the change, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with Roddy White. I just don't want to deal with him this year.
I'm 6-4 and coming off a heartbreakingly close loss that dropped me from first place to fourth in my league. Wow. Mainly because Jackson did nothing on Monday night versus the Browns.
So now he's that's why right. He's asking the question, because right. He just right. Got burned right. By him. I would go right. Back to him.
You can go back to him. Any help you can offer is greatly appreciated. There we go. That was from Greg.
Okay.
Webradio at patriots.com is our email. 855-728-7500 is our phone number. I think we should jump back into the waiver wire.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, Todd, as we're heading into week 11, I want to make sure that it's very clear that you should not just ignore the waiver wire now that the fantasy football playoffs are right around the corner. In fact, I can argue that it's almost more important now than ever to make sure not only do you have depth, but you have all the necessary handcuffs for your team, and that you're actually adding players that can give you some value down the road.
Totally agree, Bill. But how much value is there at the quarterback position this week, Bill? Who do we got?
Not necessarily a lot. You know, yeah. Tony Romo is on a bye, so luckily a lot of teams out there are not looking for bye week replacements.
Right.
If you're in a two-quarterback league, I think these following guys apply to you, mostly because they're all backups and the starters went down. Jake Locker went down, so you want to pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick. Jay Cutler went down, you want to pick up Josh McCown. And Seneca Wallace went down, you want to pick up Scott Tolzien. Not Matt Flynn. Please,
how do you
Matt
rank
Flynn.
Them this week, those three guys?
I'm going to go with McCown 1, Fitzpatrick 2, Tolzien 3.
Interesting.
And let me explain this. McCown, I love the weapons on the Bears.
I agree with that one.
Marshall, Forte, Jeffrey. Fitzpatrick, former starter in the league. We know that he's competent. Tolzien was on the practice squad a week ago. I know the matchup's good for him. I know the playmakers are good for the Packers. But he's on the practice squad last week. Last week he was on the practice squad. You know, like I can't. I'd rather see what he does. So I'd rather have Fitzpatrick than Tolzien at this point.
Okay. Moving on to the running back waiver wire options. How about Andre Brown? We talked about him last week, Bill. We told everybody, grab this guy. He's going to be the guy for the Giants the rest of the way. You know, maybe not start him in the first week because we
right.
Weren't sure about,
absolutely.
You know, how he would produce in week one. But obviously he produced, and now he's a great pickup. And I know I grabbed him in a couple leagues, Bill, and he's a very viable starting RB2 or flex guy from here on out.
You forget about Brandon Jacobs. You forget about Peyton Hillis. The backfield for the Giants belongs to Andre Brown going forward.
How about Patriot Shane Vereen, Bill? This is another guy we were talking on these very airwaves the last couple of weeks. Get Vereen and wait until week 11 when he comes back into action. Week 11's here, Bill. What do we expect?
I think Vereen's going to get 10 to 12 touches. I think he's going to be involved in the rushing game as much as he is involved in the passing attack. Now, I realize we're on Patriots.com, and I realize all the Pat fans know who Shane Vereen is. But maybe people in your league neglected the fact that he was on bye this week, and they waited to pick him up. So now is an opportunity to grab a guy that could be very productive. I mean, you know, top 25 in PPR leagues productive productivity going forward.
Yeah. I think that if anybody is a loyal listener to this show, they already have these. They already have Andre Brown and Shane Vereen on their rosters. So if they were listening,
right.
That's the
right.
Case.
Yeah.
Some of these other guys, maybe not. How about Mark Ingram, Bill, from the Saints? He came out of nowhere. Like you said, second game this year that he was active, correct?
Yeah.
145 yards rushing.
Craziness, and he's on a great offense, and we know they have a little bit of a running back by committee. It's a three-headed monster with Pierre Thomas and Darren Sproles, and now you add Ingram to the mix. But you know, I'll tell you, you can't ignore a guy that was rushing for 10 yards at a clip. I mean, 145 yards on 10 carries, that's pretty damn impressive.
I'm still going to take a cautious approach with him, though, Bill. I mean, I'm going to maybe stash him if I have the roster room.
Stash him.
But, you know, they're going to have much rougher time this week against the Niners D.
Yes,
than against that sieve of Dallas was throwing out there.
Correct.
All right, Bobby Rainey's the next guy on the waiver wire list, Bill. Now, Doug Martin is gone. Mike James is gone. Bobby Rainey and, what, Brian Leonard probably going to share carries there in Tampa Bay?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a little bit of a committee there. Brian Leonard maybe has the goal line work, although we did see Rainey get into the end zone on like a second and goal from the five or something.
Yep.
But, you know, Leonard is going to be between the tackles, but Rainey really brings the boom potential to the table.
There's more upside with Rainey.
Absolutely.
So he's kind of a flyer pick at this point, but again, sometimes these guys strike, and, you know, like maybe Andre Brown last week, and you can ride them. You get hot for the playoffs. You know, they only need to be good for 4 or 5 weeks, Bill. You know? Next guy on the list, Donald Brown. Now, this guy has an opportunity to kind of overtake the starting running back position from Trent Richardson. Trent Richardson, we have no idea what happened, folks. He has just been the bust of the year, I would say. Because, Bill, he hasn't been injured, right? He got traded to a good team, and he's just terrible.
Yeah.
So, Donald, you know, he's sharing carries with Donald Brown. Donald Brown just seems more explosive. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, Bill. Was it the Sunday night game? I forget what game it was. It was like a month ago. We said Donald Brown looked more explosive than Trent. And we still were kind of holding out hope that Trent would come around. He never came around.
Never came around. Didn't do it.
Yeah.
Very sad.
And then if you want to roll the dice on Dennis Johnson, you know, Arian Foster is out for the year for the Houston Texans. Ben Tate is the backup who's now elevated to starter. But Bill, as you said, you know, he's got four broken ribs.
Yeah, I mean, he's one shot away. Dennis Johnson's one shot away from taking over in that Houston backfield. Expect a role. Remember when Arian Foster was healthy? Ben Tate was still getting 8 to 10 carries a game. I think that's what Dennis Johnson's going to do going forward. Unless Ben Tate gets hurt even more than he already is.
There you go. Wide receivers to look at this week. How about Percy Harvin, Bill? He is finally expected to play for the Seattle Seahawks. We'll touch on him after we go through the rest of the names on this list. Mario Manningham is another guy to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Kenny Stills on that high-flying New Orleans Saints attack. Devon Austin, you know, we're going to put him on the list. You can't ignore what he did last week, Bill.
Right.
Temper your expectations a little bit, as we talked about before. What do you like about Chris Durham, Bill?
I like Chris Durham, and I also like Nate Burleson. Remember, Burleson broke his arm earlier in the year. And the Lions, Matthew Stafford is just passing the football at an alarmingly high rate. So get Durham. He scored this weekend. Get your hands on Nate Burleson. Both of them are pretty decent options in case something happens to your wide receivers in the playoffs.
Jermaine Kearse is another guy we got to mention, Bill. Seattle Seahawks. He had a big day on Sunday.
Yep.
Now, the Seahawks kind of spread it around a little bit, which ties us back to Percy Harvin, Bill. You know, people are... They see the name Percy Harvin, and we recommended that you get him on your roster because who knows what's going to happen. But we got to remember, we have not seen him ever catch a ball from Russell Wilson on the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's the problem, Todd. I mean, we don't know how they're going to use him yet. I expect they're going to use him a lot, but remember, they're still a run-first team, and what they're doing is working. I mean, they only have one loss on the year. So I don't expect them to go crazy, especially with the bye week coming up. I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of use Harvin a little bit this weekend, let him, you know, get accustomed to the team, get accustomed to the offense, get healthy or more healthy, and then really unleash him against the Saints in 2 weeks.
Exactly. They got the Seahawks have Minnesota this week, you know, integrate him into the offense a little bit. But then they have a bye week, and then they have probably the biggest game of the year in the NFC. The following week, when they host the New Orleans Saints, you can bet your bottom dollar that they wanted him to be as healthy as possible, maybe throw a few offensive wrinkles in with Percy Harvin for the Saints, not the Vikings this week, right?
Exactly.
Okay. A couple tight ends to take a look at, Bill, waiver wire this week. John Carlson from the aforementioned Vikings, he had a nice game filling in for Kyle Rudolph. And Tyler Eifert from the Cincinnati Bengals, the rookie from Notre Dame, starting to make some plays with Andy Dalton slinging him the rock.
Yeah, and especially if Jermaine Gresham is out, I think Eifert can make some noise.
So there you have it, Bill. That is the waiver wire list as we head into week 11.
Yes, good stuff. And I know people have some waiver wire questions. We're going to get to them in a little bit. Webradio at patriots.com. I know people have you want to give us a call about your waiver wire. No problem. 855-728-7500. And that's where we're going to go right now. DJ is in South Florida. Yo, DJ, pump this party.
Greetings from sunny South Florida again.
What's up, man? It was snowing this morning when I woke up, so I'm very jealous of your weather.
Oh. Well,
just laughed right in my face.
No response, just a yeah. chuckle, a cackle.
That was good.
I'm from New England originally, so I know what you're feeling. But
all right. What do you got for
question,
us?
Somehow I let Tony Romo get to his bye week without picking up another freaking quarterback. So I got to choose between Case Keenum, Josh McCown, and I'm throwing Carson Palmer out there because he's playing Jacksonville.
I don't mind the matchup with Palmer this weekend, but I do like McCown. I mean, he was playing really well when he was filling in for Cutler. Week 7 against the Redskins, he came in second half of that game, 204 yards, one touchdown. Week 9 against the Packers, 272 yards, one touchdown. This Packers weekend when Cutler left the game, 6 of 9, 62 yards and a TD. No interceptions this year. He's getting it done. And they're playing against Baltimore this weekend. I know that might be a little bit of a tough matchup. But I don't want to trust Carson Palmer, and I don't want to trust Case Keenum either.
I got to agree with you. And I also have E.J. Manuel and Geno Smith out there. I mean, how do you feel about them?
Geno Smith coming off a bye, huh? I mean, he's playing against Buffalo.
Which week is it for the Jets? Is it a win or a loss week? You know how they alternate?
They just beat the Saints, and now they're on a bye, so it's tough to tell.
The bye screws it up.
Yeah, I know.
Win-loss, win-loss, win-loss.
Exactly.
I would still go with McCown.
I would go with McCown, too. I love the playmakers.
The weapons. If he has too many weapons. He has the best weapons of all these guys you're mentioning.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it, guys.
No problem, DJ. Thanks for the phone call.
Isn't that weird how the Jets' season is gone, by the way?
Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Every week, it's a win, loss, win, loss.
So now the bye week, is it reset?
How does
it
work? I don't know. I don't know. That's tough.
To win a very winnable game for them.
You're right. I can't believe the Jets are relevant this year. I thought Rex Ryan would have been fired by midseason.
Yeah. Let's look at the playoff standings here for a second, Bill, before we move on. Right now, the Jets are the sixth team. They're in.
Yeah, that has to change.
Right now, it would be...
That has to change. It has to. I will do everything in my power to make sure that changes.
Do we have another caller, or do we have a second?
I will streak on the field if they're going down for a long touchdown. I will do something to make sure that the Jets do not make the playoffs.
You will streak on the field?
Yes. And interrupt the play.
That would be an interruption, all right.
I'm doing something.
Right now, not only that, Bill, okay, but if the playoffs started this week, the Jets would travel to Indianapolis, which is actually a pretty winnable game the way the Colts are playing.
Well, remember, the last time the Jets were in the playoffs, I believe they beat the Colts and Peyton Manning.
I'm just saying, you would have Jets, Colts. You would have Denver at Cincy.
Denver at Cincy, wow.
There's a long way to go here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Patriots and the Chiefs would have a bye. But long way to go. But right now, the Jets are in, man. And they're in. Like, there's no tiebreaker. They're just 5-4. Everyone else is 4-5.
Who do we need to make some noise here in the AFC so the Jets don't make
it? All right, here are the teams underneath the Jets. You tell me if they have a shot to do it. Ready? Miami.
No.
Tennessee.
No.
Cleveland.
No.
Right now, those are 7, 8, and 9. I'm just getting to it. Baltimore and San Diego.
Yes, yes.
All right. So right now, because of tiebreakers and stuff, Baltimore and San Diego are 10 and 11.
I don't want to see Baltimore in the playoffs again. I would love to see San Diego in the playoffs.
But we've talked about it, Bill. San Diego's schedule. They got to play Kansas
tough,
City,
man.
Cincinnati, Denver, Kansas City. It's going to be tough for them.
Unfortunately, I think what ends up happening is the Bengals and the Ravens both get in the playoffs.
Over the Jets.
Yep. That's Ravens. Fortunate that the Jets don't get in, but I just don't want to see the Ravens again.
Ravens.
They stink. For them to allow A.J. Green to catch that bomb touchdown, that Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the game, is just atrocious.
That was really comedy of errors on that play.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine going up against AJ Green?
Yeah, I bet it did. You're right.
It's like a 60-yard touchdown. It's like a 12-point. It's like 10, 12-point play, right? Did you really?
I tell you what, guys. We're going to be spending a lot of time the next month talking about, you know, the one seed and the two seed getting the bye. I'll tell you what, man. You definitely want that three seed versus the four, because the four is going to wind up playing either Denver or KC in round one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What we're just talking about is the Jets or the Ravens are going to be the sixth seed or something like that. And they're going to play the three, which right now is Indianapolis. But Indy and Cincinnati are going to be fighting for that. You know, you definitely want to be the three and play one of those crap teams rather than having to play Denver or KC.
It's actually Indy and whoever wins the AFC North. Yeah. Right. And we wanted the Rams to win this past weekend, right? Remember last week we said it would be great for the Rams to win for the Pats, and that's what happened. We're like, yeah, that's not going to happen, and it happened.
The Colts are, the Colts are a hard team to figure out.
Yeah, well, we'll save that for a discussion on Football Nation on Thursday.
Yeah,
four to six, live 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard on Patriots.com Radio. That's Thursday. Let's go back to the phone lines. 855-728-7500. Brandon in L.A., another nice weather city. What's up, Brandon?
Hey guys, my team has been like riddled with injuries and like bad performances, but somehow I'm still first place in my league. I have a really quick question on my wide receivers. I have about four startable wide receivers. I don't know who to go with. I got Anquan Boldin. I have Roddy White, Aaron Dobson, and I'll go with those three. Which ones would you pick?
You need two of them?
One spot.
Is it a PPR league?
No, standard.
Dobson. I would go with Dobson.
Dobson.
All right, that's all. Thanks.
No problem, Brandon. Thanks for the phone call. I just don't trust Anquan Boldin anymore.
No, you can't trust him. In a PPR, you would have had to think about it, you know. But, I mean, Dobson, you know, we talked about Tavon Austin. We talked about Riley Cooper, Bill. Dobson's kind of like that a little bit, you know. He's a big play receiver.
Right.
And the matchup isn't great this week, but, you know, given his other options, I think that Dobson has the most upside.
You know, I have a feeling that the Pats are just – I know the Panthers are playing really great on defense right now, but the Pats coming out of a bye and the way that they looked with Tom Brady going into the bye week, Dobson looked great, Gronk looked great, Ridley looked great. They got Vereen back. Amendola's healthy. I just have a feeling they're going to come out firing on all cylinders.
Kevin, you going to Carolina?
I think he's on the phone.
Oh. I guess we'll find out later.
I'm not
it's
sure.
At Carolina.
Yeah, it's at Carolina.
Then they have a short week for Denver.
Why? They play on Thursday? Oh, no, because they play on Monday night.
Yeah, they're playing Carolina on Monday night.
Right. I hear
and you. Then they get Denver, you know, on a Sunday night. You know, a little bit of a short week.
Well, phone line's blowing up. Todd in Jacksonville is next on Fantasy Football Champs. Todd, are you a Jacksonville Jaguars fan?
No.
Oh, so you could care less if they got their first win this year.
They're my best team since I lived here, but I'm originally from New Hampshire.
How about the rest of the fans down there in Jacksonville? Like, are they throwing parties and, you know, burning couches in the streets?
Yeah, there's one crazy Jags fan here I work with, and he's been walking around with a smile all day long.
Let me ask you this. What jersey does that guy wear? Is it MJD? Because there's nobody else on that team worth a jersey.
Fred Jackson or Fred, who is their running back? Who is their running back?
Fred Taylor.
There you go, Kev.
Yeah, I haven't seen him outside of work too much other than playing like on softball fields. So
Jimmy Smith, Keenan McCardell, Mark Brunell.
Kyle Brady.
Keenan McCardell, wow.
Although I did see a Boselli shirt on the side of the road the other day.
Boselli, Tony Boselli. Wow.
Hey, Boselli.
You're a loser.
All right. Where are we going
with this? All right, Todd, what do you got for us today?
All right, so I have Rodgers and My backup is Rivers.
Nice.
Kind of been a little disappointed in Rivers. He was great like the first 4 weeks, but he's kind of been middling around.
Yeah.
And I just tuned in, so I'm not really sure if you guys already covered this, but I have Garrett Graham and Gronk, and I'm dropping Graham this week to pick up either Foles or Keenum. Which one would you pick?
Foles.
Foles?
Yeah.
Would that be nuts to drop Rivers for Keenum?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, when you say Rivers hasn't been playing too well, last week he had 341 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Last week? This Sunday?
No, well, not this Pat, not against Denver. The 2 week against,
right.
Yeah, week 9, and that was a great game. 21 points.
Yeah.
Listen, he was on fire in the beginning of the year. I do believe that he had, you know, I was expecting him to have a good game against the Broncos. So that game was a little bit of a letdown. But I think if you add Nick Foles and you have Rivers, you can do a good job of playing the matchups. Going and pick up Case Keenum in place of Rivers, now you're getting just a little too cute.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
And I have Ray Rice, and I've been wondering what the heck I could do with him. So actually a guy offered me Victor Cruz for him. Take that?
Take it. Click accept as fast as you can. I don't even care if you. I don't care if MJD or Ray Rice was your only other running back. If you can get Victor Cruz instead of Ray Rice, then go for it. So frustrating. Todd and I differ on this opinion too. Todd thinks it's more of Ray Rice getting a little bit up there in age. It was a workhorse running back in college, and that's all catching up to him. I think it's his terrible offensive line. So, you know, we'll find out next year.
I heard a report too, or read somewhere that they switched the blocking scheme too, so like a zone blocking scheme.
Well, they fired Cam Cameron last year. Jim Caldwell took over as the offensive coordinator, and he kind of kept things similar to what Cameron already had in place. This year, they switched it all up.
Yeah, and he's not doing so good at that.
No, he is not.
2.5 yards per carry.
It's pitiful.
Awful. He's been killing me. I lost because of him.
Who are your running backs now that we got you on the phone still?
I've got Le'Veon Bell, Chris Johnson, Ridley, and Vereen.
All right, so you're fine.
Yeah, and I was thinking about moving on to Patriots, but I'm like, nah, they're both of them better than Ray Rice. Probably.
I think you'll be able to start both of those Patriots some weeks. I do.
All right.
All right, Todd, appreciate the phone call. I know we have a lot of emails to get through. What do we have to do? Do we have to take a break yet, or can we just...
Let's do some emails.
Yeah, let's get through some of these emails.
All right, back to the emails, huh? All right, here's where I left off. I left off with Craig in Florida.
All right, that's where I am too. What's with all these guys? Yeah, that's what. Why? Right? Like, what is up with that?
Why is everybody that contacts us from a nice warm climate
really making me jealous?
You know, it's pitch dark out here where I am right now. What time is it? 5:20.
Yeah, and
it's dark.
Snowing sideways.
This is ridiculous. Ugh. All right, enough of that. Craig in Florida. We envy you. He is 7-3, Bill, and he's leading his 12-team half-point PPR league. But he's got a lot of teams right on his tail. Can you help me by filling in the blanks in my lineup?
Fill in the blank. I like it.
Fill in the blank. So it's a visual for you guys out there. He actually put on all of his positions, and he puts blanks where he needs help. All right,
which
Bill.
Is good because you know as I'm a visual kind of guy.
Yes. You need help.
I do.
All right. Quarterback, Rivers or Luck?
Rivers.
Running back 2, Woodhead, Ellington, Steven Jackson, Vereen, half point PPR. Keep in mind you have a flex spot coming up later. Hello?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Rivers or Luck? I'm still on that one. I said Rivers a little too fast. Luck is playing Tennessee at Tennessee. Thursday night. All right, I'm going. Still going with Rivers. Running back 2. Woodhead, Ellington, Steven Jackson, or Shane Vereen?
Half point PPR.
Woodhead.
All right. Wide receiver 2. Dobson or Hayward Bay?
Dobson. Not even close.
Flex. Vereen, Ellington, Steven Jackson, Hayward Bay.
What do we think, Todd?
Or Cameron. Cameron's in the mix. I'm sorry. Tight end.
You
can throw him in there, too.
All right. Well, I think actually Cameron. Who are the Browns playing? Cleveland is playing. Come on, who are they playing?
Bengals?
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. Cincinnati. Good call.
I do want to say Cameron here, but let's make, you know, let's come to a conclusion here. Are we going to start telling people to use Vereen this week? I mean, we've told everyone to hold on to him all year long. We've been waiting for him to come back. He's coming back this week. We don't like the matchup necessarily, but do we want to tell people to start using him, or are we considering him here over Jordan Cameron?
First of all, it's only Tuesday.
True.
It's not full point PPR.
True.
And he's coming back, and we really have no idea how they're going to use him.
All right, so let's wait until we see some practice reports this week, and maybe we'll change our mind.
If this is a full point PPR, you might convince me.
Okay.
To play him. But it's Tuesday. You know, we do another show. We cover fantasy a little bit on Thursday. Maybe, you know, by then maybe we'll have a better idea.
Okay. I'm with you.
All right. All right, so we got him. Yeah. We got him all set there?
Yes. I like to fill in the blank.
Next one is from Simon from Thetford in the UK. That's, it's not warm over there, Bill.
That's England.
Good job. You got it.
Yep.
Hi, guys. I listen to your show every week, but this time I really need help. I sent my draft into your show on the opening Thursday of the season, and you read it out as the last email to end the show on a high. You even graded me with an A+.
Okay.
I am now left with a C at best.
Oh,
all my stud running backs have either sucked or gone out for the season, leaving me in a weak position in my league, and I am the person in my league everyone looks to as the expert. So you can guess how I feel. Who should I target on waivers? This is my roster. He's got Stafford and Ryan at quarterback. Okay. Reggie Bush, Mike James, you can cut him. Shane Vereen, Andre Brown, nice job. And he's got Trent Richardson, the bum.
Yep.
He's got DeSean Jackson, wide receiver, Antonio Brown, James Jones, Torrey Smith, Roddy White, Reuben Randall. And tight end is Kobe Fleener. Available on waiver wire is Riley Cooper, Sproles, Tolbert, Monte Ball, Aaron Dobson, Boykin.
We know he didn't say what scoring, huh? If it's PPR, I'm picking up
Standard
Sproles.
League, Bill. His email says help Standard League.
Oh, help Standard League. All right, good call. All right, so let's go with Aaron Dobson.
Well, how about this? Do you want
dropping Mike James?
You drop it. Let's talk about the guys he needs to dump right now. Before we even tell. Okay, he needs to drop Mike James. Obviously, he's out for the year.
Matt Ryan
needs to drop Roddy White.
And Matt Ryan. Scott Stafford.
Scott Stafford. They help me with their bye weeks here for a second.
They had their bye already.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need Matt Ryan.
No.
So there's three guys right there. How about Randall? Reuben Randall.
No, keep Randall.
Okay.
He scores. It's a standard league. So I'm picking up Riley Cooper.
Yep.
I'm picking up Mike Tolbert, and I'm picking up Aaron Dobson.
No Monte Ball?
No, not until no Sean Moreno gets hurt. You know, Tolbert is getting into the end zone now. Ball will not be getting into the end zone unless Moreno gets hurt.
He doesn't have Moreno, so.
Right, exactly.
If he had Moreno, he'd get Monte Ball right now.
Right on.
Okay. So, drop Matt Ryan. To summarize, drop Matt Ryan, drop Mike James, and drop Roddy White.
That's right.
Pick up Riley Cooper, pick up Tolbert, and pick up Dobson.
Yeah, that's correct.
There you
correct
go, Simon.
You are. That's right.
Good so job, if you do that, you go from a C to a C+.
Yeah. It's tough with those. I don't know. You know, Trent Richardson was a bust, and I don't know who else he had, but.
Yeah, I don't know. He must have had a couple of key injuries there.
Yeah, he said injuries decimated his team. We don't predict injuries. You know, we just assume everyone's going to stay healthy all season.
Well, we predict injuries with.
Injury-prone players.
With Darren McFadden and
right.
Guys like that.
Yeah.
Next email is from Sven. From?
Ah, Sven. I don't know. Norway?
Bill, this guy emails every week.
Germany.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right, Sven. Hey, guys.
Well, usually he hits us with some German facts. I don't see any in this email. Right? Didn't he tell us last week that Germany has over, like, 350 varieties of bread or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what
German.
I was looking for.
All right. He says, hey, guys, since Arian Foster's out for the year, I already put in a waiver claim for Bobby Rainey. Now I'm thinking about adding either Randall Cobb to stash him for the playoffs,
nah.
James Jones, or Jarrett Boykin. Would you add one of them for either Harry Douglas or the Titans defense? Here's my team right now. He lists his team.
Yeah. Well, I would go after Bobby Rainey.
I would drop the Titans defense. And then, you know, his receivers are really good. He doesn't need Harry Douglas. So I would drop Harry Douglas and pick up James Jones, not Randall Cobb. You feel me? He's got Welker, Vincent Jackson, Amendola, Crabtree, and Harvin. He doesn't need Harry Douglas.
So he needs James Jones?
No, he doesn't need James Jones, but that, you know, these are his options here. I like James Jones a little bit better than Harry Douglas.
Okay. I mean, what I'm thinking is, dude, is why, I mean, he has to drop Arian Foster, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So why doesn't he drop him for Rainey?
Oh, yeah, that
makes
sense.
And then drop the Titans D and pick up one of these.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Keep Harry Douglas.
Yeah, he can do that.
That's my point. All right, pick up James Jones. Yeah, so pick up James Jones, pick up Bobby Rainey, drop Arian Foster, drop Titans D.
Yes, correct.
Sven.
That a boy, Sven.
All right, where are we going from here? Are we going to do more emails? We have to take a break.
No, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. More of your emails, webradiopatriots.com. More of your phone calls, 855-728-7500. We're going to take a look at the upcoming schedule. That's all coming up next on the Fantasy Football Champs.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Win your fantasy league
and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Football Champs, final segment of the day. Get your waiver wire questions in now. Get your lineup questions in now. Web radio at Patriots.com. The phone number is 855-728-7500. And don't forget, if you're listening to us on demand later in the week, you can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. So, Todd, I think we should dive back into some emails before we always like to get to all the emails before the show's over. We do have some time, but I know there's a lot of emails left as well.
This one is entitled Blockbuster Trade, Bill.
Okay.
We always like to analyze potential trades in fantasy football.
Love the blockbusters, too. From T.
Jones. T. Jones has the question. Let's read it off here. So I'm looking into improving my team for a playoff push. He's currently 6-4, and blah, blah, blah. He's trying to get in the top four to make the playoffs. He's looking to trade for Adrian Peterson, Bill. Okay. The Adrian Peterson owner is 2-8. And he would be giving up MJD, Andre Ellington, Josh Gordon, and Keenan Allen.
Nah.
In return, he gets Peterson, Terrence Williams, Rob Streeter, Brett Celek.
I don't think I'm doing that. MJD, Andre Ellington, Josh Gordon, and Keenan Allen. I think Josh Gordon and Keenan Allen are two top 20 wide receivers.
Yeah, he's giving up too much. I mean, this isn't a keeper league or anything, right?
Andre Ellington and them. If he just gave up MJD and Andre Ellington for Peterson, I would do it. Two running backs in the top 25 for one running back in the top five.
What about
MJD and Gordon, Ellington and Gordon? Yes.
Yeah.
MJD and Allen, Ellington and Allen? Yes. But not four for two or Rod Streeter or Brent Celek. Give me a break.
Well, let's talk. Can I say this for a second?
Yeah.
Did you know that Josh Gordon and Keenan Allen are on his bench right now?
Why? Who are his
receivers? His starting receivers are A.J. Green, T.Y. Hilton.
Jeez. Who else does he have?
All right, let me go through his roster here. Matt Stafford, LeSean McCoy, MJD. This is his starting lineup. A.J. Green, T.Y. Hilton, Andre Brown in the flex, Gronk, Chiefs, Dan Bailey. This is a juggernaut. How's he 6-4? So basically, his starting lineup would be Stafford, McCoy, Peterson. Adrian Peterson, AJ Green, Hilton.
Listen,
I still think he's giving up too much.
Can he? If he just saves one of those, because first, all right, yeah, he has AJ Green and T.Y. Hilton, but if he does this trade, his third wide receiver will be Terrence Williams instead of Josh Gordon or Keenan Allen. And he has the ability to put them in the flex. Now, if he wants to get Peterson, cut out Terrence Williams, cut out Streeter, cut out Selleck. Make the move, MJD, Ellington, and I don't know. I guess Allen. MJD, Ellington, and Allen straight up for Adrian Peterson. Forget about Terrence Williams. You don't need him. Forget about Rod Streeter. Forget about Brent Celek. Because now he's going to have McCoy and Peterson. And I love that. He's not going to miss Ellington. He's not going to miss MJD. Because he has Andre Brown and he has Shane Vereen. McCoy and Peterson are never leaving his lineup. So MJD, Ellington, and Allen for Peterson straight up. That's the move I would make.
I agree.
You know? Forget about this trash. You know, sometimes people throw trash just to throw in trash. Brent Celek and Rod Streeter, give me a break.
By the way, he lists the team that he'd be trading with.
Yeah.
If you did that, you'd be giving him the guy would be giving away Adrian Peterson, but he'd be getting basically three starters because his team stinks, this guy.
Well, I was going to say, are you even allowed to trade with a 2-8 team at this point in the season?
Our trade deadline's over.
Technically, I'm sure this guy's out of the playoffs.
2-8? I would hope so.
Right.
Yeah.
So you better do
it
now.
I agree with you, Bill.
You know?
I would do a 3-for-1, not a
not a 5-for-3 or whatever it is.
Whatever. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. What's the next one we got here, Bill? What's that?
A guy just hit me up on Twitter. Listen to this trade. Julius Thomas, Dez Bryant, and CJ2K for Calvin Johnson.
Say that again?
Yeah. Julius Thomas,
yeah.
Dez Bryant, and Chris Johnson for Calvin Johnson.
What side of the deal is this guy on?
He's getting Dez, Julius, and CJ. CJ2K. And he's giving up Calvin. I think he does it.
Oh, it depends on the rest of his team.
Why?
I don't know. I would like to look at his roster.
Well, all right. So he's getting rid of Calvin, but he's getting Dez. It's not like he's getting Tavon Austin.
I hear you.
And then he's also getting Julius Thomas, who's a top three tight end. And Chris Johnson, who can be used in the flex if he needs help at running back. I told him to do it.
Well, on paper, it's ridiculous. I hear you. I'm just wanting to know what his other, you know, what his roster is.
Only 140 characters on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I just wanted to bring that up. I thought that was a ridiculous trade.
Yeah. Some of the trades I don't get.
Some of these trades make me
bang. Can you still trade in your leagues, Bill? Because, I trade the deadline's over.
Thanksgiving.
You can trade up to Thanksgiving?
Yep. You can't be eliminated from the playoffs, though.
Oh, okay. But technically, then this guy that was 2-8 in the other email, maybe technically he's still in it. You know, he just has to win out.
I mean, that's a rule that we have in my various leagues, despite when the trade deadline is.
Yeah. Well, we always make our trade deadline week 10 so that you can't, you know, there's no shenanigans going on.
Should I trade Eric Decker and MJD for Reggie Bush in a full point PPR league? This guy's texting me right now. I have Keenan Allen, Danny Amendola, and Josh Gordon. I'd be getting rid of Decker. My starting lineup would be Rivers, Charles, Reggie Bush, and then Keenan Allen, Josh Gordon, or Amendola, Julius Thomas, and then Zach Stacy, Shane Vereen, Andre Brown, and my flex. Or one of those wide receivers. I only start two wide receivers. I'm so tempted to do this. Eric Decker has been a force on my team. He's so good.
That's a tough call, man.
Decker and MJD for Reggie Bush. Full point PPR. I think I'm going to do it.
This is you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were answering another tweet.
No, this is me.
How many running backs do you start?
Two with the potential of three in the flex.
Same who your running backs? Stacy, Andre?
Jamal Charles, Andre Brown, Zach Stacy, Pierre Thomas, Shane Vereen, MJD. Loaded at running back. Loaded.
Is this Dynasty?
No.
So why do you need Reggie Bush?
Because he's phenomenal. I'd be upgrading my running back too. Pierre Thomas, Zach Stacy, you know, Andre Brown and Shane Vereen are just coming alive now. But I think Reggie Bush I just think he's a force. In a full point PPR, I think he's just awesome.
Eric Decker's what wide receiver is he for you?
He's technically my wide receiver one.
So you're trading a wide receiver one for a running back two.
I have Decker, Keenan Allen, Danny Amendola, Josh Gordon, and Terrence Williams.
That's a tempting trade.
It is. I mean, I'm not using MJD. Ever.
Yeah, he's trash. Who cares?
I want to keep Decker, so I'm trying to give him Gordon instead. Let's see what he
says. That'll never happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Gordon only has 20 points less than Decker. I mean, I'll give
Gordon's
him
Gordon's on the Browns and Decker's on the Patriots.
Listen, I will give him Zach Stacy instead of MJD. I can afford to give up the running back. I can't afford to give up. I don't think I can afford to give up Decker. He's just.
Gordon and Zach Stacy for Reggie Bush.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to. Well. Yeah, I might have to reply with that. I might have to reply with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But enough right, about you. What about the people that are emailing
us? I'm sorry. I got a little selfish there. First time I've done it all season.
First time you've done it all season. Usually it's Kevin that has these selfish questions.
Well, Kevin is really absurd. Dominates the conversation for 20 minutes out of the 120 that were on air. Mm. Kev?
All right. Higgins and Hopkintown, Bill.
Higgins.
Yes. Must win week for me. He's in a standard league, and he can only have four running backs and four receivers on his roster. Mm. Okay. So Andre Brown is available. Gio Bernard is available. And Shane Vereen is available. Waiver wire. Somehow in his league.
I'm dropping Ben Tate. I'm dropping Ray Rice. And I'm picking up Gio Bernard. And I'm picking up Andre Brown. Sorry, Shane, but in a PPR league, I love you. Standard league, not so much.
Totally agree.
You know what? And if you want to pick up Shane Vereen, DeMarco Murray's on a bye this week, do it.
Yeah, just don't touch Frank Gore.
No.
All three of the other guys I would consider dumping.
Higgins, what are you playing in, like a six-team league?
Yeah, that's really weird. So, wide receiver, same thing. These guys are available. Amendola, Riley Cooper, Torrey Smith, Dobson. Would you drop T.Y. Hilton, Alshon Jeffrey, or Percy Harvin to get one of those guys? Standard.
I might take a shot at Torrey Smith, but I don't know who to drop out of these guys. I'm not dropping any of them, I don't think.
You really? Yeah.
What, Percy? Drop Percy?
Percy. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you have him, you're... I mean, I have him in a bunch of my leagues, but my expectations are low.
Drop Percy for Torrey?
Maybe.
Torrey Smith just doesn't get into the end zone. That's what scares me about him.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, you know, that one's a wash for me in a standard league. If you're high on Percy, keep him.
Yeah.
Next one is our buddy Josh from Stratford, Connecticut again. Okay, I'd like to start this out with you guys or the truth.
The truth, like Paul Pierce?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I like how he writes it, though, too. He writes, this is a quote. Okay, I'd like to start this out with you guys are the truth. Let's let the listeners know that because of your advice, I'm now 9-1 in my standard 12-man league.
Holy
in a playoff shoe-in, I can smell the $2,000 already.
Me too. I can smell 20% of that $2,000.
Yeah, commission is nice.
The just truth. A few I like that. The
we
truth.
Are the truth. Just a few questions. I just got a trade request. He wants to give me Peyton Manning for Demaryius Thomas and Kenny Stills. Also, who should I start this week? His quarterback. Remember, this is Josh. He emails us every week, and you know he doesn't have a quarterback right now. He's got Jay Cutler and Alex Smith.
Oof.
However, he has, you know, he'd be giving up to in this trade. He'd be giving up to Demaryius Thomas and Kenny Stills. Who cares about Kenny Stills?
And that would make his receiving core Brandon Marshall and Terrence Williams, Todd.
I know.
I think he's better off with Demaryius Thomas and Brandon Marshall and playing quarterback roulette, getting someone like, you know, I don't know if Andy Dalton's out there anymore. Maybe you want to take a flyer on someone like, no.
The Flacco.
I don't know. I don't like Alex Smith. I don't like Jay Cutler. I would pick up Josh McCown and use him.
So you would not pull the trigger and get Peyton Manning on the team?
I mean, he's 9-1, and he's been doing it without Peyton. He's essentially trading Demaryius Thomas for Peyton Manning, which would...
Is this a PPR league? No, standard.
Is it a six passing touchdown?
I don't know.
How can he... All right, so he says Aaron Dobson's on the waiver wire. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually tell him to do this trade. He's given up, essentially, Kenny Stills is nothing. He's essentially giving up Demaryius Thomas for Peyton Manning straight up. I think that makes his team better. But he has to go out and get another receiver because Brandon Marshall and Terrence Williams are not going to cut it. First of all, Terrence Williams is on a bye this week. So he has an open roster spot because he's getting rid of two guys, taking on one. He has to go out and get a good wide receiver. He's got Aaron Dobson in the flex. He can put Vereen in the flex. So now Dobson becomes his two. I like that. I'm going to tell him to do this trade. Do the trade. Peyton, I mean, if you're getting Peyton on the team, I think it makes you better. We're the truth, so go with the truth.
There you
go.
Paul
Pierce, right? Wasn't that Paul Pierce's nickname? The truth.
It is.
Shaq gave him that, right?
Shaq?
I'm not sure who gave it to him, but he's had it for a while.
I think Shaq gave him that nickname, the truth. He's the truth.
Another email from Gabe. He wants some trade advice here, okay? He's in dire need of a running back for the playoff push. He has lots of wide receiver depth. He's not worried there. Should I trade Jimmy Graham and Wes Welker for Gronk and DeMarco Murray?
Jimmy Graham and Wes Welker for Gronk and DeMarco Murray? Jimmy Graham, no.
I don't like DeMarco Murray.
Neither do I.
That's the problem with this trade.
And I hate to say this, but I like Graham better than Gronk. And I love Welker.
I don't think you hate to say that. I think it's pretty obvious. This year, Jimmy Graham has been super dominant.
Right.
Gronk's coming on strong, but Jimmy's been doing it all year. I don't do that trade unless you can get a better running back.
Hmm.
DeMarco Murray. I mean, if he's trying to solve his running back problem, DeMarco Murray's not the answer.
No, it's not.
Okay. Next one is from Stefan. Hey, guys. Love the show. Your advice has helped me to an 8-2 start.
Nice.
Could you rate my squad and help me pick a starting lineup? Standard non PPR league.
Your squad?
Squad.
I'm not gonna rate your squad there, Todd.
Rate your squad. It's a new segment coming up. No.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Notes and squad ratings. That's what we do here on the Champs.
I'm sorry, I couldn't let that go. That made me laugh.
Squad.
All right, so what does this guy need? I mean, how can we pick a starting lineup? He doesn't let us know how many starters he has.
Let's assume it's standard, you know. Two running backs, two receivers, and a flex.
Okay, so Breeze is in. Jamal Charles Forte is in. Bernard's in the flex. Wide receiver, standard league, standard non-PPR. I'm going to go with Steve Smith. Who are the Cardinals playing? Larry Fitz or Keenan Allen? Cardinals are playing Jacksonville. San Diego playing Miami. I'm going to go with Fitz. Steve Smith and Fitz.
Gio in the flex, Forte and Charles.
That's correct.
Starting.
That's
Gronk and Breeze.
Yep.
Solid.
Yeah.
Solid roster there.
Yep.
Next up is... Oh, here you go, Bill. This is
Nathan!
Nathan?
Nathan!
From Summer Heights High.
Did you guys watch the show yet?
No.
No, it's not Nathan from Summer High's High. It's Nathan from Angry Boys.
Well, he tried. That's what he wrote.
I know. No, he wrote Summer High's High.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He wrote Summer High's High. That's what I read.
Nathan was from Angry Boys.
Of course.
You didn't watch one episode yet? Can you please just do me that favor? And you can come back on the radio on Thursday and say, you know what, Bill? You are correct. The show is great. Nathan
from...
I'm just going to keep sending... I'm going to post like 5 clips over the next 3 days just on your Facebook wall. Just video after video after video. Which, by the way, speaking of, I can't believe I didn't think of this sooner. You know, last week we spent a good 5 minutes telling Kevin happy birthday and talking about Facebook. And then you said, oh, my birthday's on Saturday. And I totally planned on calling you or texting you and saying happy birthday. But I completely forgot because I didn't get the damn reminder on Facebook.
It's awesome.
No, it's not.
It was such a nice day.
No. I felt like such a jerk. I was like, you know, I can't believe I didn't call Todd. I can't believe I didn't text him.
Oh, it was great. My wife and kids, my mom and my sister called. And that was it. That's all I need. I don't need
That's anything. Being a jackass.
Yeah, that's my bad. I felt like such a... I said it to my girl, too. I was like, shoot, it was Todd's birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, so what?
You know, you can't just have it on Facebook just a reminder?
No. No. Why would you do that? Then I get 700 people like that.
So what? You just ignore it.
I can't. All little red little buttons and stuff pop up on my screen. People can't stand it. See, we have, you know, there are certain uses for Facebook.
Work.
I don't stray from that.
And we use it strictly for work.
Strictly for work. I have to do some stuff. I have to put some stuff for my kids, like sports teams, so other people can see it. Like
mementos
stuff like that,
stuff
you know.
Like, that,
like
sure.
I took pictures of a game, and everyone's like, put them on Facebook. So I do that.
Right.
I don't like post crap on Facebook.
Well, I'm going to post nonstop highlight clips of Angry Boys and Summer Heights High on your Facebook.
I will defriend you.
Wow. That's a JV move.
Well, no, actually, you know what I do with a lot of people is
I hide it.
And there's options. You can hide this post from Billy Enright, or you can hide all posts from Billy Enright. And that's what I usually do for most of these people. I don't care about these girls that I went to high school with who, you know, jogged a mile this morning. I don't care that they had oatmeal for breakfast. I don't care.
I'm with you there. People tag me.
That's being a jackass.
People tag me in certain things, and I just, you know, I hide it from my timeline or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. If I had the birthday thing up there, a lot of these messages are on my timeline.
Right.
All these idiots. That don't care about it. You know.
Well, here I am, Patriots.com radio, telling you happy birthday.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Can
Nathan.
We get back to Nathan?
Yes.
All right.
Nathan.
Hey, Bill and Ted. I mean, Todd. I get it.
Uh-huh.
All right. I wanted to let you know that since I've been following your advice, I've won 4 in a row.
The Truth.
And I might see my way into the playoffs.
Who gave us that nickname, The Truth? What was his name?
I'll have to go back and look.
Nick. Oh, no. That was... Stefan? No.
There's so many emails.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. We'll look at
Josh.
It.
It was Josh.
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 Give Josh some credit.
Yes, The Truth.
Why don't you send him a Facebook post to say thank you.
I'm going to just start calling myself that all the time.
The Truth. All right, so back to Nathan. He's won 4 in a row because of us. And he did say that I did... And hear me out here. Okay, listeners, he writes, I did beat my wife last week in our fantasy game.
That doesn't sound good.
Yes, I know.
I'm going to cut that as a drop after I beat my wife last week.
I think that's what did I say that last week? I was like, yeah, go beat your wife. I think I said that last week. And then
good
I had
job,
to,
Bill.
I had to retract that statement and said,
that's being a jackass.
I said in fantasy football.
Yeah. I'm just reading the emails here.
That's all.
All right, PPR format. Rapid fire, Bill. Quarterback, Luck or Foles?
Luck.
Running back, pick 3. Alf, Lacy, Andre Brown, Vereen. PPR.
Vereen, Morris, Lacy, and Brown are playing against each other. I'm going to go with Andre Brown.
Benching
Lacy. Yep.
Wow. All right, wide receivers, pick 2. Demarius, DeSean Jackson, Amendola, Stills, or Racist Riley?
First two, Demaryius and DeSean.
Okay. Tight end, Reed over Bennett?
Correct.
Defense, Carolina, Patriots, no. Giants, or Broncos?
Giants.
Okay. He says, thanks, guys. I appreciate your show, advice, and humor.
The truth.
There you go. We have one more email here, Bill. It's from Chris. I need two flexes in a non-PPR league. From this list. Are you ready for the list? Fitz, yeah. Stills, Torrey Smith, Ben Tate, Vereen, McGee, and James Jones.
Fitz and Torrey Smith.
Fitz and Torrey Smith. He Vereen, does say, very, actually, Vereen's I'm reading on here. What's that?
Vereen is close.
Would you start? He does say, I'm starting Amendola in my other flex. Should I change that?
Non-PPR, huh? No, I would keep Amendola in.
There you go.
I'm not crazy about those options, but there's for his flex, so hopefully he has better.
Those are the emails, Bill.
All right, we did a good job. I mean, all the emails, all the callers today, we got through them all the tweets. We didn't really help out my trade situation, which I'm a little upset about, because every time Kevin talks about his trades or his lineup, we help him for 20 minutes. Yeah. I am crying about it.
We got another minute. Do you want to rehash it one more time?
All right. So I'm offering this guy Josh Gordon and Zach Stacy for Reggie Bush.
Full point.
Or do
PPR.
You think I should go after a receiver? Should I use my running back depth and go after a receiver? I got Decker, Allen, Amendola, and Gordon. You know, Decker is good.
Who can you go after?
I'm thinking Victor Cruz.
By low?
Yeah. This guy has Case Keenum as a starting quarterback, and he's a big Niner fan, so I was going to offer him Colin Kaepernick.
For Cruz?
And Colin Kaepernick and Terrence Williams for Cruz. I mean, he's got Case Keenum as a starting quarterback.
He'd probably do that.
I think he might. He's a huge Niner fan.
Cruz has been terrible last, like, 6 weeks.
I understand that. But you know what? The guy with A.J. Green's not giving him up. The guy with Marshall's not giving him up. So I'm going after Cruz because he has, you know, he has a couple other receivers. Cruz is like his
full
his
point
third.
PPR going back to week 5. Cruz, 9, this is full point PPR. 9 yeah. points, 10 points, 10 points, 15 points, 6 points.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but it's not wide receiver 1.
He's not
one.
A beast, no.
It's not wide receiver 1. You're right, Todd.
He's only scored touchdowns in 2 games this year.
That's like that's a 3 or a flex probably, right?
I just feel like I need a bang player at my wide receiver spot. Decker, Gordon, Keenan Allen, and Amendola are good. You know, but I want a Dez Bryant or a Demaryius.
Bill wants that. Bill wants that horse.
I'll say this though, Bill. I mean, you're buying low on Cruz. He's healthy, right?
Yeah.
The schedule's nice.
Yeah.
Other than week 15 against Seattle, every other week is nice.
Yep.
So buying low on Cruz, I do like that. And who cares about if you can get it for Kaepernick? Well, I've totally
Kaepernick and Terrence Williams?
Yeah, I would do that. I would do that.
Yeah.
Who's your other quarterback?
I got Rivers.
Yeah, I would do that trade.
Yeah.
Just hope that he can rebound. Because the first 4 weeks, he was a beast.
Yeah, I know. All right. I'm glad I got some definitive answers there.
Yeah, well, you know, we're the truth.
We are the truth.
We speak it.
The truth. Listen, it could get annoying, but I will say that maybe after every like third or fourth email this year, the rest of the year, the truth, just throwing it out there. I'm going to say it all the time now. Thanks to Josh, we got a new nickname. Paul Pierce is no longer in the Boston area. I'm taking over the truth. We, as the Fantasy Football Champs, taking over the truth. We are
start
the truth. When it comes to fantasy football, we are the truth.
Yeah. Fantasy
That's
truth.
It. That's it. The fantasy truth. Fantasytruth.com.
Can we put an end to this?
Yes, we
show?
Can. I want to thank all of our callers, all of our emailers, especially Josh for the new nickname. Kevin Collins, great job with your production today. That's where you say thank you.
I didn't screw up too much.
No, but you.
I hit all my cues.
When I say great job, you can say, oh, thanks, no problem,
Sorry,
you're
welcome.
You complained
about how much I talk, so I'm trying to rein it in.
Oh, my God, you are such a crybaby. Todd, any closing thoughts before we take off?
Everybody, go to your Facebook account right now and turn off your birthday button. Hide your birthday.
Good stuff. All right, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs, and best of luck in Week 11.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.